Welcome to Soul to Soul with Kay Vlachos. I'm your host, Kay, and I'm here to inspire you to live a more meaningful life filled with love, laughter, and lots of amazing soul-led adventures. I'm an energy healer, mindset and well-being coach, and have been helping my clients, yes, this could be you, to manifest your intentions successfully for nearly a decade now. I love supporting my soul sisters here in Australia and worldwide to embrace your inner wisdom and trust in your intuitive guidance to navigate your way through this amazing life. Through attending my events here on the Sunshine Coast or booking in your own personal energy healing with me through my website, soul2soulwellness.com.au. My weekly soulful conversations are brought to you today by our partner, S2S Floors. S2S Floors pride themselves on delivering a high quality floor finish Australia-wide. S2S Floors understand the importance of creating luxury and durability in your home and are well known for providing a professional floor finish to your commercial premise as well. Check them out today for all your flooring needs at s2sfloors.com.au. Hello and welcome to another episode of Soul to Soul. My name is Kay Vlachos. Today's guest, Dilly Reed, and I have literally grown up together over the last 10 years. I met this beautiful soul when she was in year seven. A few years later, she attended my very first event as a teenage girl, and it was an athlete empowerment full-day workshop. She's continued to work with me on and off over the years. More recently, Steely has leapt into her spirituality journey with me, creating incredible rituals to support herself to manifest her desires, which she's incredible at, by the way, and trusting me to guide her with NLP as a strong foundation in her life. She loves NLP and it has taken her from survival mode at a very low point in her life to thriving again. Steely credits NLP as a huge contributor to turning her life around when she was really struggling, helping her to detach from situations which she previously found so hard to detach from, and has given her the ability to be able to observe her life experiences without feeling attached anymore. NLP helped her to release self-limiting beliefs around topics like, how much money can I earn as a single mama? Can I call in more love into my life? And can I dream big again? This is the power of NLP, and this young lady is a beautiful example of what can happen for you when you bring NLP into your world to support you. She continues her personal growth journey with me now through receiving energy healings, and this is a beautiful experience for us both. Steely Reed has an awesome daily manifesting practice, which she's devoted to, and it involves writing affirmations. And she's been able to manifest a new loving relationship into her life, more recently a new car, a job that she loves. And I love that she adds timelines to her manifesting desires so that she can communicate to life exactly what she wants and when. She's learned on her manifesting journey that she gets exactly what she asks for. So it's really important to be as specific as she can so that she can manifest exactly what she wants, when she wants, without any hidden surprises. In today's episode, Steely shares with me how she stays committed to her visions, how incorporating discipline into her life has been key and has been so beneficial on her personal journey. She also credits surrounding herself with disciplined people as helping her to keep walking in the direction of her dreams. Steely believes if you say you are going to do something, then do it. If you want to manifest big things in your life, how can you also find ways to be disciplined in doing the small things as well? Very wise, right? What is she manifesting now? Holidays and a new house. I love this so much. Steely is also one of the incredible women who is coming to Bali in October later this year for our Sacred Soul Sanctuary retreat. We are both really excited for this. Now, if after today's episode you are interested in exploring and attending our upcoming Sacred Soul Sanctuary in Bali, please reach out to me. I would really love to welcome you into this exquisite space for 6 days, 5 nights with us. We have a couple of spots left in twin share accommodation in the same room. So if you know someone who would absolutely love to come with you on this journey, oh my gosh, how incredible will this be for you both? It's going to be an immersive, blissful, creative, fun experience. You are going to meet a version of yourself you don't even know exists yet. She's waiting patiently to reveal herself to you when you come to Bali. It's going to be such a beautiful, gentle healing experience for us all and a fantastic holiday at the same time. So come and play with us in the spiritual heart of Bali. This all-inclusive experience is about honoring yourself in a way you deserve to be honored, diving deep into further self-discovery, because the woman who becomes to our sacred soul sanctuary is already on this beautiful spiritual journey right now. Return to your heart. Explore your divinity connection with our support. Enhance your psychic abilities in the serenity of Ubud, which is set in a really beautiful Balinese tropical landscape. Kat Moakes, my co-creator of this gorgeous retreat, and I have created the kind of experience we dream of attending ourselves. And you are in for an absolute treat when you join us on our inaugural international retreat. Bali, Indonesia is easily accessible for wherever you are in the world and wherever you're traveling from. We have guests flying in to holiday beforehand to explore other parts of Bali before they join us. And we also have guests flying in and out specifically for our retreat. So if you are flying in specifically for our retreat and you arrive on the day our retreat begins, we will pick you up from the airport and you will be driven by your own private driver to Ubud to make life just a little bit easier for you after you get off that flight. If you're holidaying in Bali, we ask that you make your way to the retreat yourself, or you are also welcome to meet us at the airport on the day of the retreat and we will bring you to Ubud too. The only thing you have to organize, beautiful, is your own flights and once you've secured your own spot. We have two twin share spots available right now in the same room, so one more room for our two lucky guests who are going to be coming along. So you can come with a beautiful soul sister or trust that you are about to meet an incredible new soul sister who has the potential to come into your life in the most magical way on our retreat together. I really cannot wait for Bali. I'm so excited about being able to share this beautiful experience with you in this beautiful, beautiful place. So without further ado, I introduce to you Steely Reed. Hi, I'm Steely. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing very, very well. And I'm excited to be able to chat to you in this way about your journey.
It's a different setting, very different.
For anybody that's listening today, I've known Steely since year six.
Yeah, a long time.
Would that be right?
Yeah.
So we've grown up together.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm still growing.
So am I.
And Steely now has a bubba of her own, mm-hmm. which is incredible.
Yeah, he's just turned two, so he's going through his little terrible twos right now.
Mm. And you're on your own spirituality journey.
Yes.
Which is the reason we're jumping on to have a chat today. So what I love about your journey, Steely, is that you're a different generation to me. And one of the reasons I think I was guided to invite you on my podcast was to introduce to young people spirituality, if that's what's calling you. And I know you're an amazing manifester, and to just talk about your journey and how that's come about for you. So thank you for joining me. I really do appreciate it.
That's all good. Anytime, any day of the week.
We have a mutual love society going on between me and Steely. I love it. I want to start by asking you, where did your curiosity with spirituality begin, do you think?
Oh, I'm going to say it was a really long time ago, back when I was, I think, in high school. But then that's kind of shifted and changed as I've developed. I went to a Lutheran school, so I always had spirituality as Christianity and religion. And then I didn't believe in any religion or spirituality for a while and thought it was all hocus pocus. And I think it was when I hit really rock bottom and I was stuck and I didn't know where I was, what I was doing with my life. And it was just really dark down there. And I was kind of seeking out all the answers for myself and I couldn't find anything. And I think it was coming through more so relaying back to when I was in high school, how much more of a more independent mindset I had when I was finding guidance through Buddhism or spirituality in that way. So it's kind of changed.
I love that. And so, and that's really important to note, right? Our journey does change and evolve, and we never do stay in the one place for all of our life, because that is part of the journey, right?
I think a part of that journey as well is the more you learn in different stages, the more deeper you will delve into whatever you need.
How would you explain where you're at in your life now with your spirituality?
I practice daily. So I find it really hard meditating, but I do listen along to sound bowls and try to just connect myself with the universe. If I have a little stress or a problem, I kind of don't put it on myself to take it all on board. I go, okay, this isn't my control. I cannot control this. What's happening right now? They can control it for me. I've got people that are looking out for me. I've got guidance and spiritual angels that are looking out for me, and I can leave it in their hands and they can show me the right way in the right direction.
And how has that supported you in your life, trusting your spiritual, that Steely's talking about her spiritual support system, which is much bigger than just us in this lifetime. And so I love hearing you say that you trust your guides and your spiritual support team. So how do you ask them for help specifically for anybody that this is new to that's listening?
If I'm having troubles with something, I will usually write it down. I will write it down in my journal as a problem, and then I will affirm that with affirmations. And I will then pull out cards in relation to that, and I will sit with those. If I am having a really rough time, I will ask the angels for support and guidance, and then I will usually pull out a card. And that seems to be the easiest way for me, because I like getting direct guidance. I like knowing exactly what's happening. If there is something that's going on, I want to know what's happening so I can get a bit of a heads up as to what's going on. Or if I ask usually for a sign, I will usually get a sign from things around me. So, for example, with work, I asked for a sign in regards to people that I work with, asking for guidance with them and if there is something that is going to change and support that. And my tell sign is butterflies. So every time I see a butterfly, it represents to me that it is going to be better and it is going to be good. So I saw two butterflies. So I was like, okay, this is good. This is good. Everything happening right now is going to bring something better. And I don't know when that is, but it's going to.
It sounds like you trust in your signs. You're trusting in your guidance, which is key, right?
I think that's important to trust around yourself, because if you don't, it's not likely to happen, and you're going to be worried and stressed about something that you can't really manage.
100%. And I always believe that our lives mirror back to us, our inner state. And so seeing the butterflies is life answering your question in physical form. So I the power of being able to talk to the universe in our heads and ask what it is and journal and even speak it out loud if you desire to, like, it really does garner immediate results. Mm-hmm. So I love that you mentioned that you connect with butterflies. I do too, and I do it in a different way. Butterflies for me are a symbol of my grandmother who's passed away, and is the way that she connects with me, which is really, really beautiful. And it, like, on special occasions and maybe times when they're a little bit more tough, the butterflies come to me and they have the same meaning as things are okay.
Yeah.
Things are going to be okay, even if it doesn't feel like it at the moment.
Mm.
Very cool.
Love that.
I love that. Now, do you have any other daily practices that you... I know you have a manifesting practice.
I do.
So is that part of your daily soul rituals?
Yes, it is.
What do you do? Let's talk manifesting. What do you do?
So I made myself, with working with you, it was, I think we did a sound healing and you brought up making a life script. I want to see if I can grab it, because I've just done this one recently.
Tell us what you manifested.
I manifested a promotion with my job.
That's gold.
So I have a life script, and on my life script, it took a while because I wrote down all of the things that I wanted, all of the values in people that I wanted, all the values in myself that I wanted. And I wrote an affirmation for every single one of them, so my life could be exactly how I want it to a T. And I pick one of these affirmations every day, and I will write it 20 to 30 times, which is a lot. But I feel like after 20 to 30 times, you've got it in your brain, like, it's happening. It's going to happen. I know it's going to happen. I have to take steps to make it happen, but it's going to happen for me. And I don't know, it helps with that. And I've done it with relationships, which has happened, and it's been incredible. The outcome has been absolutely amazing with that.
What else have you done it with?
My car. So it was by November 2023, I will have my own first car. And I have my own first car. I feel like I should have been more specific, but I got exactly what I wanted initially, because I knew what I wanted initially. But you can never not be more specific with the things that you want.
So have you ever had the experience of manifesting and then realizing, oh, like, there's a couple of things, like, that I didn't ask for that I've gotten with this and didn't realize?
Yeah, I did. Yeah. I think it was when we first started working together, when I'd just had Alfio. I was trying to manifest having a part-time job and studying my certificate. And I wasn't as specific with what I wanted. I wanted a part-time job, and I wanted to be studying my certificate, which I was. I loved my certificate, and that's where I am now, doing support work, and I love it. And the part-time job, I ended up getting a part-time position with the company that I previously worked for, but I didn't have any hopes or any, I don't want to say standards, but like I didn't have any vision of how I wanted to be while I was working there. And while I was working there, it was not the greatest environment. So it kind of backfired there, but I did get a part-time position. So it worked in some ways, but also because I wasn't as specific with what I wanted from that part-time position, I didn't really, I don't know. I don't know how to.
You got what you asked for. You got what you asked for.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you realized, oh, I want more.
Yeah.
I want more than just the part-time job.
Yeah.
And like this is a really good example because when I work with my clients and this is the example of why it's so beneficial to dream bigger than just the want the part-time job, right? Like what does that part-time job look like for you? What hours do you, and we would have talked about this, what hours feel good for you to work? What kind of, what money do you want to bring in through working in this job? What days do you want to work? You know, what people do you want to work around you? What kind of environment do you want to be in? We can like extrapolate and break down every nuance of this. And for you to feel into that, or if you're a visionary, to create a vision for yourself, or if you prefer to write, then write about what that might look like. That connects us to the energy of what we're actually desiring. And we become like a magnet. And then we draw that experience to us. It already exists in the ether. And we're just actualizing it in our life. And that's how it works. So whatever it is that you desire, if it comes from your soul and you decide to focus on it and you decide to connect to the energy of that and make that happen for yourself in your life, it's going to happen.
Mm.
It's just a matter of divine timing and patience on our part.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you're doing an incredible job.
It's patience.
Is it?
Yeah. That's also why I write a timeline on when I am manifesting. I say I want this by then.
I love your timelines. I love that. And we...
this. When am I going to get this? Am I going to get it now? Am I going to get it in 10 years' time? Am I going to get it when I'm about to push up daisies? Like, when am I going to get it? I want to get it now.
Excellent.
If I give myself a reasonable timeline of when I want something to be happening for me, that's why I will give that.
So tell me, how do you remain committed to your visions? Because some of your visions, they have taken time to come to life. So how, if we can help anybody here that's watching or listening, how do you stay committed?
I have a visual mood board in my bathroom. I also have had to learn discipline, which has been really bloody hard. So being hard to learn discipline. But you have to. If you don't, it's a lot harder to get what you want. You will get it, but it will take longer. So learning tips of how to be disciplined is probably the most beneficial thing. And I listen to, I think, Beck Stewart on this. She has a podcast. And that's been really helpful. Also, my partner's been really helpful because he's really disciplined. Just surrounding myself with more disciplined people as well really helps. So if you're saying you're going to do something, do it. If you don't do that, you're actually dishonoring yourself and you're not doing good by yourself with it, which is not good. Because you're not having trust in yourself that you can do something, which is really...
I love that. You are so wise.
Well, it's important to know, because if you don't trust yourself to do like small tasks around the house, like washing the dishes and sweeping up the floor or picking up toys, like how are you going to trust yourself to manifest bigger and greater things? You know, it's so important to have a little bit of discipline around those small things so that you can even have bigger discipline for things that you really want to achieve.
In a spiritual context, that's the yin and the yang. So, opposites attract, masculine, feminine, grounded versus, being floaty. And we touch on that. You're very creative. And what I do notice with my highly creative clients is they're needing to be grounded. Mm. And that's the discipline is the grounding, right? Is the logical approach, which to a creative is like, logic, discipline, structure, like, no, thank you. I don't want any of that. However, to create what you want to create, that's the energy that's wanting to come in to your life.
Yeah.
And you're seeing that work for yourself.
Yes. Yes.
Same.
Yes. It's crazy, but it's also so hard because I still don't like it. Whenever I have something that I really want to achieve, so like my car, that was bloody difficult. Trying to save for a deposit for my car and get all the paperwork ready, I think that took me ages. Like that took me weeks to get all that paperwork ready, even though it was not a week. Like it wouldn't have taken weeks if I hadn't have put it off. I think it got to 2 weeks before the car was coming and I was like, I have to just get all of this stuff done. I really don't want to, but if I don't, I'm not going to get what I want and I'm not going to get that car and it could miss me if I don't get it now. So things that you don't really want to do, it's better if you just do them. And it's very, very fulfilling once you have done them. It gives back to you in other ways.
There's a time for dreaming and then there's a time for taking action, isn't there?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. Although we all prefer to dream.
Yeah, of course.
Now, speaking of dreaming, like you have a beautiful business called Matty Milani. Yes. Is that correct pronunciation?
Yes.
Where you're selling hair products.
Yes.
Do you want to share a little bit about Matty Milani?
Yeah, so it started off as lashes, braids and beauty. So Matty is eyes and Milani is beauty of the soul. So eyes are the beauty of the soul. So that's where that name came from. And it started as eyelash extensions and I started that 3 months postpartum to try and get back into work because I was lost without work. And I, after a little while, kind of added in braids because I've more so worked with braids and hair throughout my life and I enjoyed braiding and doing hair. I've done my hair, my sister's hair throughout our lives and I've just always loved it. And I was like, you know what, let's just give it a go. We have nothing to lose. Try it out. Really enjoyed that. And with that came stocking hair products to go with the hair. And since I've now started a job, which is more full-time, I don't really have as much time to work on clientele. So I really still want to support people's hair growth and hair journey in that way. But with the products that I already currently have and can get. So these hair products are amazing. They're natural, no nasties. They have, let me pull it up because there's a lot. So they are
use the curly hair products for yourself.
Yeah, I've got the salon size because I've also got the little size, but I go through that like no tomorrow because I wash my hair probably twice a week. So it's only recommended with curly hair that you do it once a week or once every 2 weeks. So I wash it with conditioner most of the week and then once every 2 weeks I'll wash it with shampoo and give it a good little scrub.
That's a good tip. And what other kind of hair types can you help people with?
Help with thickness. They have a kids range, blonde hair, so with toning and taking the bronzy color away. They have hair repair. They have, rye hair. And they also have a serum. It's really beautiful, this gold bottle. And it's used for hair growth. It stimulates within the roots hair growth. So it smells really nice. All of their products smell amazing, and they don't use any artificial fragrances. It's all from the natural products that they use. So it's really good.
I love that. I love that so much. Now, you're coming to Bali with us on our retreat.
Yeah.
So I'm so excited about this. And I want to ask you, what is calling you to come on our retreat with us in October?
I really wanted to go to Bali. I've been wanting to go to Bali for a really long time, but there is so much in Bali about the people that are so kind-hearted and just very spiritual. There's so many beautiful temples over there, and I haven't really traveled abroad by myself. And I feel like going with people that I trust and going on a journey with people that have similar spiritual beliefs and interests, being able to delve deeper into those with people that I already delve deep into it with, is going to, I don't know, elevate that experience a lot more. Because I could go and do it on my own, and it probably could be really beautiful, but I feel like with the right guidance, it'll be a lot more meaningful, and it'll be a lot less, I don't know, it'll be a bit more structured and guided, which I love.
There's your discipline.
Yes.
I'm so excited.
Virgo in me as well.
There's also what in you?
A Virgo in me as well.
I don't know too much about Virgo. Tell me, what are the traits of a Virgo?
Very structured and guided.
So your Virgo is wanting to be seen, is wanting to be validated.
Yes, always. For the hardest working in paradise. I don't know.
So, Steely, I'm so excited. I cannot wait. It's going to be incredible. It's going to be that next stage on your spiritual journey, because Bali is truly incredible when it comes to connecting in that way. Most Balinese actually live daily in spiritual devotion to their faith, and you're going to get to see that, and it's just going to just open your heart up in a way that hasn't been opened up yet, I assure you.
I'm excited.
It's going to be so incredible. I know. So I'm excited too. I wanted to segue back to us working together over the last couple of years on and off. You came to me when you really needed help in your life, and you were probably struggling, I would want to say. Is that correct?
Yeah, I was at the lowest point I've ever been in my life.
Yeah. And so what then drew you to reach out to me? Because you were surviving, you were just surviving, and now you're thriving. Mm. So what drew you to reach out to me, number one, and what is it that you loved about working with me? Because we actually focused on NLP.
Yeah.
Together, which is something my listeners haven't heard too much about. So I would love for you to pardon.
NLP. So much. I haven't worked with it since you for a little while. So can we bring that on the retreat as well?
Yes. Thank you. What a great idea.
Amazing.
What is it about NLP that was so beneficial for you specifically?
I think it was the removing yourself and your mindset from experiences and feelings that you'd have attached to things. So it was kind of I think it was like, it was a very strong detachment kind of process. So with certain things that I was very attached to, attaching myself, my personality traits and everything that I am now to things that impacted me a lot as a child, I was still attached to those things. So I think NLP was really helpful because it detached my current self from that past experience. And it was able to help me look at it from an outside experience, like from my current experience, but from an outside point of view. I was able to fully evaluate what was going on in my feelings and thoughts back, like in the past. And I don't know, it really helped because some of my childhood was not great. So it was really good to just see like, oh, that happened. Why am I attached to it now? That's not happening to me now. Those feelings and thoughts that I was feeling back then are very valid, but currently there is nothing like that happening to me. So it was really good for detachment is all I'm going to say.
I love the way you shared that, because that's exactly what NLP helps with, is helping us to realize that we are the observer of our life. We're like, we are not our emotions. We are not our feelings. We are not our stories. We are not our trauma. We are not our past. Mm. So everything that you just mentioned has such validity and can relate to anybody that's listening today. Yeah. Because we all have our own stories, we all have our own past, but that is not who we are today. And we can take that with us in our life and we can hold on to that. If we're holding on to it and it's not helping us and it's actually holding us back, and that for you is what was happening, because you had your visions and you had your, right? You were determined, you were devoted to your little boy and you had a life that you wanted to create. And what all it was for us was to go, right, so what are we going to release and how are we going to help Steely release this so she can actually step into her dreams, step into her power and move forward, like feeling good about what it is that she's creating for herself in her life. Is that fair to say that that's what it helped you with?
Yeah, it definitely did. It also helped having those, because when you become attached to a thought or way of thinking that you've always had, it also impacts your belief system. And I had a very limiting belief system of what I could achieve. And even though I had all these amazing dreams, there was only like, I'll probably be able to make like $2,000 this year.
Yes.
And that
you
was
put a limit on it. You put a cap on it.
It was like, if this makes me an extra $2,000 this year, I'll be happy. It's like, that's why are we thinking so little? Why are we not thinking that we can make more from this? Like the time you're putting into this, you can make more than that. Why is it so small? Why is the expectation for yourself not as big as you think it could be? And I think NLP really helped with that detachment from those negative thoughts as well, to expand on not having beliefs that are so limiting.
I think that's incredible. Incredible that you noted that you were limiting your dreams. So, because it's really important to understand that our dreams come to us because we are there to make them real. So anything that we can dream in our heart, anything, any idea that comes into our consciousness is coming in so that we can take action on it if we want to. We don't have to take action on everything. If we want to, then it's like, well, you know what? This dream has come to me, which means I can live this out in my life. Do I want to do that?
Mm.
And if it's exciting, and it's a hell yes for you, then we get to go, well, I'm going to make that happen. Mm. So, and that's when you step into that space of discipline and doing your daily rituals with your life scripting and your manifesting and your card pulling. And that's how it helps create momentum for those dreams to come true. But it really does start with giving yourself permission to connect to the dream.
Yeah.
Doesn't it? Connect to the dream. And then from that place, say, well, okay, how can I make this come true?
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is so, so cool. So you've made your car, you've brought your car into your life.
Mm-hmm.
You've got your relationship, which we've been working on together, yeah. which is just freaking awesome.
The next one is holidays and a house.
Next one is holidays and a house. I love that. And I love that you're open to dreaming all those dreams at the same time. This is the next step in your journey for you, is to know that, you know what, I don't have to dream one dream at a time. I can dream whatever is coming to me mm-hmm. and connect to the energy of that and just know that it's going to happen.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like there's still some sort of pressure there.
Pressure with what?
With wanting so much at once, but I know it's coming. It's just so scary. I think it's just also consistently reflecting on how far we've come, like how far I've come, and going like, hang on, if you've been able to do this, all of this is
correct.
Fine. This is not impossible.
Correct. And if you look back before you manifested your car, that would have been new and unfamiliar, right?
Sorry.
So we're always in that unfamiliar space.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if you had to manifest another car, how do you feel about it now?
Quite easy.
Because you know exactly what you have to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah. Anything that's new that we haven't done before always has that element of unease because it's unfamiliar. However, that unease doesn't have to stop us from creating it. So there's a difference between unease and then our intuition warning us, no, don't go there. There's a complete difference between that. So I love that you brought up that it can still be scary, because 100%, 100% you can feel those feelings, and you get to talk to those feelings and say, well, are we going to not do it then? You know, are we not going to do it? It's an interesting, and I love that you challenge your thinking.
Yeah.
Because what I'm hearing is that you actually challenge your thinking, and you're allowing your dreams to have priority, and you're allowing your dreams to have weight over your decisions and how you live your life.
Yeah.
So incredible. So incredible.
Yeah, I love it. I feel a lot happier as well. Because I think that was the biggest, I was relying so much on the things that I wanted to do, but they had so much weight on me. But then after not finding spirituality, but I don't know, having more spirituality in my life and relying on my angels and relying on guides and gods, it was so much easier for me. It took so much pressure off of me. So I feel more happier now than when I was in a place thinking that, oh my God, I have to do all of this stuff to get these things. I have to do so much stuff to get these things. And now it's like, oh, I can just do this and this and this. And it'll mix together like a cake. It'll come together. It will come together.
And for everybody, we have our own rituals that work for us, our own daily practices, our own ways of going about making our dreams come true. And your dreams are just going to get bigger and bigger, Steely.
That's scary.
They're just going to get bigger and bigger. You're going to just, if you think about it, it's all the same amount of effort. Why can't you dream bigger?
Yeah.
The process that you undertook to manifest your car, the process that you undertook to manifest your relationship, doesn't take any more time than a huge dream. It's the same process.
Yeah.
So the dream can be whatever you want it to be. Right?
Yes, it can be.
Anything. And 100%. And this is coming from somebody who, when I was your age, would never have fathomed the way my life has unfolded now. And to have experienced all the experiences that I have, if I look back now and go, wow, if you told me that I would have traveled as much as I did, that I would become a mum, that we would have two businesses, that we would then go on to create our own investment portfolios. You know, if you tell me that, like the prep, yeah, I would have been like, oh my God.
I mean.
Oh my God, like that's so much pressure, right? But yeah. It really is just day by day going what feels right for us now. Okay, let's commit to that and let's see what can happen from that. And I would love to touch on, before we finish today, your journey as a mum. How is this journey impacting the way that you nurture your little boy and the way that you inform him?
Inform him? What do you mean? Mm.
Well, I mean, he's two. So yeah. there is so much to be said about how we can support young people before the age of seven with the way that we empower them. So how are you empowering him?
We dance in front of the mirror. We're always patient. Most of the time we're patient. It's hard. But always just telling him that he is loved. He's been throwing a lot more tantrums lately and he's been a bit like smacky and, you know, throwing his arms about. And I think it's just having that second to yourself to realize that they're so little and they are learning. And that if I was little again, I would have loved to hear these things. So you then just go and do the things that you wish or you would love for them to hear.
I love that. Mm. I also believe that our children are our soul teachers.
They are.
So what is he teaching? What is he teaching you?
Well, I thought I was patient, but clearly not. I thought I was very patient. I thought I was very understanding, very patient. And that somehow tested. And I'm learning that I need to take a little bit more time with things and learning a little bit more patience. I'm also learning that there is a lot of fun in everyday life. So that's been really cool because everything to him is beautiful. He picks up a dummy and calls it a guitar and he's strumming away on his dummy. He picks up everything, calls it a guitar. He's so loving towards people. He's so loving towards animals. And I think it's just, I don't know, I kind of have this little competitive thing in me that's like, oh, I want to be like him. I want to be exactly like him and not really care about what people think and just do what I want to do and just be kind and loving and caring and giving to all things more. So I think he is teaching me to embody who I truly am as well. Like more in my everyday life than usual instead of hiding who I am.
I love that.
Mm.
Like I said before, you are so wise. I know. Thank you for sharing that. I know on my mothering journey, what I've learned over the years, and my girls are 19 and 15, and
are all.
It makes Steely feel old because she used to look after them for me.
And Bronte's pull-ups.
Oh, and I know Bronte wants that shared on a podcast. And I know what I am still learning with them is that they show me where I still need to grow. And whereas I may have looked at that as it being a them problem back then because I wasn't as evolved, now I take on board what is highlighted to me and think about it and reflect on it and then take action accordingly for whatever comes up and whatever feels. So whenever he's testing you, it's just ask yourself, what is it that I'm not hearing or what is it that I'm not hearing now that I need to hear? Mm. And it really did flip situations for me because they're so in the moment. They're so in the moment, and that's what they teach us we need to do is be in the moment.
Now that they're older and not when they were younger.
I beg your pardon?
More now that they're older and not when they were younger.
All the way through.
Yeah.
All the way through. And when they're younger, it's through body language because they can't articulate themselves. And I know with Bronte especially, I needed to learn about her love languages because she was very physical as a toddler. And I knew that wasn't modeled to her, that behavior. So when she wanted to express herself, she didn't have the words to express herself. And if she wasn't happy, she wasn't happy. So she expressed herself physically. And when I discovered the love languages for children, I read that book. It helped me to understand that one of her main love languages is affection. And the way that she interprets the world is through physical touch a lot of the time. And so the way she expresses herself is through physical touch. And that also happens when she's not happy.
Yeah.
She's going to express through physical touch because that's how she interprets her world is through touch. So I learned that, oh, okay, if you're a words person, like Giselle, the power of my words and using disempowering language is as powerful for Giselle as if I were to hit Bronte.
Hmm. Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
So I learned to be able to communicate with them by understanding what is it that they need from me. What is their main love languages? And it's a really great way to diffuse situations. So when Bronte was young, I actually would tickle her if she wasn't happy and she would still like, but a little bit less, right?
Yeah.
And then she would just start laughing and then she'd be over it. So it's little things like that. So love languages really helped me actually with connecting, especially when both of them were not happy with me.
Okay.
Being able to say, okay, what is it that they need from me, and knowing how I could slide in,
yeah,
and right, slide into their space, and they would welcome that was really special.
Love languages for kids.
Yeah, go and check that book out. If I've still got it, I'll give it to you to read.
Yeah, I will.
It's really helpful. Yeah. Really helpful. There's a few different versions of the five love languages, and it's something I still talk about to this day.
Like a purple,
beg your pardon?
A purple adults book.
It might be. I can't remember, but it's by Gary Chapman.
Mm.
So I'll add that in the show notes for anybody that's interested. It's a book that you can get on audio as well, and I think I have the audio version of the children's one, Steely, so I can give that to you to listen to. It'll be really helpful.
Nice.
So thank you, thank you, thank you. I hope you get to listen to this when it comes out. I'm so appreciative of your watching. I have gotten to watch your growth and I've gotten to watch your journey. And you're such an incredible young woman. And I know that you are already inspiring other young people, and you're going to inspire even more people who listen and watch today's episode. So thank you, Steely.
Thank you so much, Kay.
Keep manifesting, gorgeous girl.
Thank you. I will.
Thank you so much for listening to today's podcast episode. All the links mentioned in today's Soul Chat can be found in the show notes below our conversation. If you loved this podcast episode, please leave me a review on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to today's episode. This helps more women to find these juicy and inspirational conversations. For all my upcoming events and to book an energy healing with me in person or via Zoom, please head to soultosoulwellness.com.au. In the meantime, I encourage you to do one thing for yourself today that is going to help you feel great in your skin and to help someone else feel great by just being your beautiful self with them. Wishing you a beautiful day.